How flexible is your device? Are you a person on the move and need your device to move with you? The Mesa Fundi goes wherever you go. It allows you to take notes, sketch your great ideas, sign documents and get work done wherever you are. Attach Microsoft Office for the ultimate experience. Make the shift and upgrade to the Mesa Fundi with Windows 10 Professional. The Mesa Fundi, flexibility reimagined. Available online and in store at all leading retailers. Mesa recommends Windows 10 Professional. Visit mesa.co.za for more information.
When life gets harder, you get smarter. You don't mission, you level up like a boss. Connect Vox Fiber to your home, starting from 554 Rand per month. Level up your experience with Airtime's Wi-Fi boosters, Vobi voice app calling, Office 365, and over 160 other products to enhance your lifestyle. Live smart. Level up with Vox. Visit vox.co.za to view our range. T's and C's apply.
I'm Duncan MacLeod, and this is Tech Central. I'm joined on a video call now by Vincent Viviers and Enrico Ferrigoli. They're the founders of the alcohol delivery app Bottles, and they found themselves in a terrible predicament about 5 or 6 weeks ago when government banned the sale of alcohol in South Africa. Welcome to the podcast, guys. What was the first thought that went through your minds when government announced the ban on alcohol sales? Because, I mean, this was your entire business model, right?
Can we swear?
We are a family channel, so
we should. It was really hard. We were like, I guess a little bit scared, and I think the mind was going 1,000 miles an hour. We were actually together on that day, and it was quite scary. Because we had built this business with sweat and tears for the last 4 years, and the first thought was, oh my god, what are we gonna do?
Yeah, Vincent, what is going through your mind?
Yeah, look, I think the first thing I think that went through our minds was, this is our baby we've built over 4 years, and we have a lot of people reliant on us, right? We've got a team of people working in our business, we've got contractors that work for us, our driver partners. We've built this over 4 years, and it felt like it could all suddenly be at risk because of this. So I think there was a lot of fear, but I guess we also had to think of, what can we do to try and save this as a result of that?
Yeah, yeah. Well, before we talk about what it is you guys did and how you pivoted the business, tell me a bit about yourselves. What are your backgrounds, and how did you get around to starting Bottles? Maybe Enrico, you want to kick it off?
Sure. I'm Italian. I've been in South Africa since 2011. I was working for a corporate in Italy, and they offered me a job in South Africa, and I just took it because it felt like a great opportunity to be part of a country in a very unique time. And if I look back in the last 7 years, I think that no other country in the world would have taught me what South Africa has taught me. About business, about the world, about myself. Came here and worked for that same corporate for a few years. I then moved to a digital agency where I was heading the Johannesburg office. And all the while, we were thinking about starting an app. And that was really the first idea. Was like, we don't want to work in corporate anymore. We want to launch our own app. So that's how we got to Bottles.
Okay. Well, why alcohol?
So we were at a party, and we had been drinking, and we couldn't get into a car and go buy some beers. I think that the idea was like, why can't I order it? And I think it was those days of that Uber had probably just launched in South Africa, probably 6 months in. So the on-demand economy was in its infancy, but already that I think the mindset was already there, right? I have a smartphone that has a GPS location and has the capability of showing me a menu. Why can't I order it and get it delivered in 60 minutes?
And Vincent, what's your background? What were you doing before you started this with Enrico?
So I, straight out of university, I went to go work for Unilever. It was actually the first time I'd been on a plane was to go to an interview at Unilever in Durban.
Okay.
And the first time I'd left the city of Cape Town pretty much was to go work in Durban for Unilever. I spent around 6 or 7 years there in brand marketing. And I think it was a great experience for me to not just understand marketing, but also total business management at Unilever. I think it's a great corporate, but you in marketing, you lead the whole business. So I got to learn about marketing, about supply chain, about R&D, about working with different retailers. So it gave me quite a broad kind of business knowledge. That's where I met Enrico and we started throwing around ideas for how we could potentially start a business together. Before going full-time into bottles, I left Unilever and joined Google up in Johannesburg. And I was looking after their FMCG clients as well as looking after YouTube as the last role I did there. And I guess for myself and Enrico, as you said, we'd been in corporate for a while. We felt we could do more and we wanted to do more. And it really started from an idea of we know there's an opportunity in mobile and in tech and in apps in South Africa. We want to build an app, which is probably the most cliche thing that I think everyone is at some point. Fortunately, we actually followed through with that and did this.
Good stuff. Well, so 5 weeks ago, I think it was probably a little over 5 weeks ago now, the government published regulations stating that alcohol sales would be banned in their entirety, including for off-sale consumption. What did you guys make of that announcement? Do you think it makes sense, given the situation?
Yeah, I think that our government has actually handled this entire pandemic really, really well. One of the best handling of it in the world, I would say. I think that there's science behind the decision to ban alcohol. And while it negatively impacted our business, it's probably the right decision. And I think that our approach to kind of start easing some of the lockdown restrictions now to open up more of the economy is the right approach. So we're fully in support of it. Look, it was a tough one for us, and I'd love to have some more alcohol now because I'm running out, but I think it was the right decision.
You know when the guys who supply the stuff are running out, that the situation's getting quite dire. I guess you guys are disappointed, though, that it doesn't appear that there's going to be a relaxation of alcohol sales under level 4.
Yeah, it doesn't look like it, but probably only under level 3. But I think we've been fortunate enough to pivot our business in an area now and had really good growth there. That means that we're still okay. I think there's a lot of alcohol businesses out there that are in a lot of trouble with this. So I feel quite badly for them.
So you've pivoted. You are now doing grocery deliveries for Pick and Pay, I believe. You did it very quickly. Was this concept being developed already prior to the announcement of the lockdown, or did you manage to actually turn the business around in a matter of days?
Yeah, I guess it's a mix of the two. So we've been partnering with Pick and Pay for about 2 years, and so 2 years before this COVID, and we had built already a lot of the technical integration between the two businesses, and we had a very good system to start with. So we were actually quite lucky because we have the relationship, we have the partnership, we have the technical support to be able to literally pivot in 3 days. We have a system where the two systems are linked, and the reality is that it all works on a barcode, right? And as long as the barcode exists, you can sell whatever we want. And that's where we were really lucky. So it allowed us, from a technical point of view, it was like stop listing whiskey and start listing salad, and agree with our partners that we've been partnering with for a couple of years. Let's do this because the country needs it, right? There was very little delivery of grocery. No one had the capacity and the capability of turning this around so quickly. And it was quite funny how we basically set up a meeting with the head of digital and all the people that you usually interface with, and we came up with the same idea at the same time, as if like they came with us in the meeting, and we had the idea the night before, and we kind of found each other saying the same thing at the same time. We're like, yes, let's just do this. And 3 days later, we were live first in a couple of stores, Then we rolled out to about 55 stores that we were already partnering with on liquor. And we're now available over 90 stores nationwide. We just launched in Port Elizabeth the other day. We launched in Soweto at the beginning of this week. And we're probably targeting to have about 120 stores by the end of May.
Okay, so covering all the main cities.
Yeah, so we cover Jersey, Pretoria, Durban, Cape Town, Bloemfontein, Port Elizabeth.
So there must be quite a lot involved in doing that. How big was your footprint under Bottles? Is it expanded beyond that now? And
55 stores. Where there were about 55 stores, and look, we expanded to a few new areas like Port Elizabeth, and but mainly was about getting more stores in the existing areas, because the demand was going through the roof. So one of the biggest challenges that we had to face was that our volume tripled, quadrupled overnight. And not only quadrupled in terms of number of orders, but every order had 20 items instead of 3. Mm-hmm. So from a store point of view, it was progressively more difficult to keep that same kind of service levels to a point where we, in an area that was busy, like the southern suburbs, where we had 2 stores, now we have 6. Mm-hmm. And each of them are doing more orders than the 2 stores were doing before when we only had liquor. So it just exploded out of proportions. And I think Pick and Pay for putting like all of their footprint into the game and say, just, you know, launch as many as you can. Let's get this out as fast as we can.
Pick and Pay had its own grocery delivery service prior to this, but it wasn't it wasn't rapid delivery. I think you had to book appointments and then it would be delivered maybe the next day or the day after. And I know that came under a lot of pressure as a result of this, and they weren't actually able to fulfill many of the orders that came through. Was that some of the thinking that the retailer had in partnering with you guys?
Yeah, I think so. Look, I think they've been one of the first retailers, if not the first retailer, to go into e-commerce in this country, and they've built a really good business there. I think all retailers under COVID scenario came under a lot of pressure because the demand shot through the roof, right? So even their scheduled delivery business, which was kind of at best next day or you schedule a slot when you want it, came under a lot of pressure. So this partnership, we were already in partnership in liquor, but the partnership to extend into grocery just made sense for both parties. They have clients wanting to order their goods and wanting it to get it sooner than next day or 7 days or whatever the lead time is. And we had capacity to be able to do deliveries very, very quickly. I mean, in liquor, we were doing deliveries on average in 40 minutes. In our first week on grocery, obviously the demand was really high and we had a few teething issues, but I think we were doing it under 3 hours. Mm-hmm. We've now got it down to about 84 minutes average delivery time. So even on grocery now at scale, with having quadrupled the volume, we're being able to do it quite quickly.
How much did you have to ramp up your staff by?
So our core staff, we've added a couple more people, but the majority of our staff are contractors, which would be our driver partners. And I'd say we've probably got 3 or 4 times more drivers on the road than what we had from a liquor perspective through our driver partners.
Okay. And do they do the picking in store as well?
No, the picking in store is done by Pick and Pay staff. Our drivers collect and deliver to the clients.
Okay. Okay. So these are contracts pretty much like the Uber model, Uber partner, driver partner model.
Exactly. And we work with third party providers who do this for us. Yeah.
Okay. And I imagine it's often the same people who's providing an Uber service is doing the delivery of the groceries as well.
Yeah. And this is also why with restaurant delivery being closed during lockdown, you've got a ton of drivers out there who are now suddenly not able to work. And that could have been the same for our business. And I think we're quite fortunate that we are able to not just keep the drivers we had, but actually have more drivers working on our business now.
Yeah, yeah. So post lockdown, once prohibition ends, do you continue to be a grocery delivery service?
I think so. Yes, I think we very much plan to. Clients are really happy with our service, and we want to give the best service that we can give to them. There's been a huge uptake in new users and demand, which has been fantastic. I think once liquor is back in the game, we will add liquor back into our app, but we have every intention to continue doing grocery and liquor together into the future.
Enrico, if you're more than a liquor delivery app and you're doing groceries and who knows what else into the future, do you continue to call yourselves Bottles or do you find a new name?
you don't change the name of your son when he grows up and you think that another name would fit better, right? I think it's one thing that is going to be quite difficult for us to move away from. I don't know. I don't think so.
Okay. I guess businesses do transform and they keep their names. As a matter of interest, in the days leading up to the day one of the lockdown, did you see a massive spike in alcohol sales?
We saw a massive spike in alcohol sales for the last 3 days of before lockdown. Mm-hmm. It was absolutely insane. We had to very quickly start implementing limits. So you couldn't order more than 2 bottles of spirits or 6 bottles of wine. It was absolute madness. Also, it was the first few days of the stores implementing the first social distancing rules. So only having a certain amount of people in the store. And they had a ton of people going to the store buying stock. So stock availability was becoming an issue. And yeah, it was quite difficult. The reality for me is that I've seen the same thing happening in Italy, right, where you have to announce the lockdown and then give people a couple of days to kind of figure it out before you can actually lock down. And if you look at how in Italy the virus spread in the southern part is because all of the people that work in the north, suddenly overnight they left because they didn't want to get stuck into a specific region. And I think in the very same way, people just went to the stores and bought as much as they could, before the lockdown actually happened.
And I imagine there's going to be a spike again when the restrictions are lifted.
I mean, yeah, I can definitely think so, yeah.
But look, I think we've been prepared for it by the last year, right? I think that week leading up to lockdown, we encountered a massive spike in volume and we had to learn quite quickly to be able to scale up to manage it, right? And the week after, we started doing grocery and the volumes were way higher. But I think that week leading to lockdown prepared us for grocery. And I think now we prepared for the future spikes we could potentially get to.
Yeah. Before I let you guys go, what are your plans for the coming years? I know it's probably not top of mind right now, given all of the focus you've been placing on pivoting the business in the last few weeks. But where do you see it? Where do you see Bottles going in a couple of years' time? Is your relationship with Pick and Pay exclusive? Do you think you might expand it to other retailers and other product categories over time?
Look, I think that so firstly, we've been in partnership with Pick and Pay for a while and they've been a great partner for us. And I think we've been a great partner for them. So I think we'd like to remain in this partnership together with them going into the future. I think the last few weeks have been pretty crazy. We've just been trying to keep up with it. But our goal has always been between the two of us is to build one of the most successful on-demand delivery apps in the country. And I think that goal remains the same. We want to build one of the biggest and one of the best on-demand apps in the country, and this looks like the way we're going to do it will be the way we're currently doing it, hopefully, and just improving upon what we've got incrementally.
Any final thoughts, Enrico, on the future?
Yeah, look, I agree with Vince. I think we've worked really hard as a kind of a tag team between us and Pick and Pay, and we enjoy working with them, and we feel that the future is to continue working together. They have a great footprint and service levels. And so I think that the future is definitely working with them. I think we have a lot of work that we want to do on making our app more suited to grocery, right? The pivot meant we had to move faster and break things. And now I think that the next 6 months for me are all focused on making the making the app the best grocery experience, right? Offering people the best grocery experience and becoming the biggest on-demand grocery app in the country.
Great. So the app's available for iOS and Android, I presume. Can you also do your shopping on the web?
No, only on the app.
Only on the app. Are you planning to do a website version of it?
Potentially. I think right now we focus on the app. I think with smartphone penetration in South Africa, we find that people shop more on mobile. So our focus for now is on the app, but I think in the future we'd want to be able to allow people to shop wherever they are when they want to.
Great. Well, interesting discussion and well done for growing the business in an economy where I think everyone is, or most businesses are under extreme pressure. Vincent Viviers and Enrico Ferrigoli are the co-founders of Bottles. Thanks so much for talking to Tech Central.